views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to bring this life-changing, life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is one of our all-time favorite guests, Mr. Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. And Leroy works with clients in person, on the phone, and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar and is the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process and an author of two books and an awesome, amazing person in general. How's that, Leroy?
That's fabulous. Thank you.
Just I call you my resident marriage expert because you've been married for so many years. We're all 60, impressed.
64 years.
Love it. You know, and Leroy, you and I were talking for today's show, you know, that you really wanted to address this situation where people need to be strong to their day, just getting up in the morning and being strong to get up in the morning and moving. We wanted to talk about that today, so I'm just going to give you the floor. But before I do that, I just want to say happy Independence Day to all of our American friends. It's a special day for me, too. I've been divorced 5 years on Independence Day. So as a Canadian, I still celebrate your holiday.
Good thinking.
So what's going on with this, Leroy? Why are people so weak getting up in the morning? What can they do about it?
Well, let's go back again to the basics, which is when we're 5 years old, we're going strong to 90% of our life. And the average for adults is 20%. And we've lost track of what we're thinking and doing and feeling that causes our energy to go weak. And so in addition to being more aware of that, we need to then consciously, from the middle top of our head, right down through our, you know, our the center of our body, being strong at 100%, because we're so used to being weak every day. And of course, the option of not getting strong is that we just weakness day in and day out.
That's kind of not the most fun way to go through a day. You know, a lot of times what happens is people might be getting up in the morning and they've got, you know, something that they're nervous about doing, or they're, you know, or it could be a day where it's an anniversary of something that, you know, went wrong or something at some point in your life. And a lot of times, you know, I just caught this myself the other morning, exactly what you're saying here. About 5 days ago or 6 days ago, I was, you know, I go through my day and I'm like, okay, what do I, you know, what do I want to accomplish today? And I was thinking, oh, it's because of the emotion coming. You know, I could detect a weakness. It's the emotion. Right away, my mind went to, oh, it's the emotion because it'll be 5 years that I'm divorced and da 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 da. And then when I tested it, the real weakness was that I hadn't cleaned out my master bedroom closet yet. I'm like, no, I don't want it to be the closet. And after I really did that, oh my God, I felt so much better. Like I was really in my strength for the rest. You know, I ended up doing that day instead of what I thought I was going to do. Having said that, the energy was so much better for me waking up in the morning now, because I can look at, oh yeah, everything's in place here. So what can you do to recognize this? Like, what would you suggest?
Well, first and foremost, if you're feeling off, tired, or I just don't feel like doing this, chances are your central core is weak. So one thing you can do is just touch the top middle of your head and focus on your midline and see how strong it feels to you. You could, if you know muscle testing, you could muscle test to see how strong your central core is. Or if you're not used to muscle testing, you can just kind of run your hand up and down the center of your body and see what like when you do that. Typically, if there's some weakness, you might sense it because you're now paying attention by moving your hand up and down your body.
And what does that do for people?
Well, if you get your energy strong every day, it raises the probability that you're going to be up, first of all, feel up, be alert, and go through your day strong.
So it's
and less reactive.
Yeah. Okay. So that reactive thing, hey. Do you want to talk about reactive a little bit? What do you mean by reactive?
Well, remember that every single thing that bothers us, our energy goes weak to, no matter how big or how small it is. So, if I'm getting up and starting to do something, and if I'm still reacting to my wife, for example, if I'm still disagreeing with her on something and she says something and I react, well, my energy's going weak. If I intend to do something and something gets in the way and I react, my energy's going weak.
And so when you notice this, then it gives you an ability to change, right?
Yes. So first and foremost, it's to focus on your midline. But then second, if you need to go neutral, you go for the worst thing that can happen. Like if you're intending to do something and you keep it getting interrupted, what's the worst thing that can happen if you keep getting interrupted? A lot of times it's just being, you know, upset with yourself because you're not doing your do list. What else is bothering you? And when that comes to the surface, then you need to focus on your midline and get used to it.
I would really like to take this a little bit further when we come back from the break. We have a situation here in not far from where I live where we have a big forest fire burning. And the people there in Culloden are being evacuated, etc. There, I've got several friends in the area, and they were asking for some shifting around this, and so just got some emails on that. So I'm, you know, and on Facebook, please, you know, get everybody strong here, you know? We'll work on that because like you say, you think your day is going to go one way and then all of a sudden something like, a fire, that's a real major shift in your day that, right. So we don't want to take everything too serious, right? you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my wonderful guest today, Leroy Maloof. When we return, we will continue to talk about being strong, getting strong, staying strong. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLoose.com. That's SarahLoos.com.
1230 WPLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, before we continue, please share your contact information.
It's Leroy at EWBPaul.com for the website. That's for my email. The website is EWBP.com and my phone is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. Thank you. And what about your books? Tell us about your books.
Okay. I have two books. One is called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. It's both a teaching book and a autobiography. But for example, Chapter 13 is about getting your energy strong every day and why, and 14 is about neutral, so there's teaching through it. And then my second book is called Awake, Refreshed, and Energized, and that also gets at how do we find and clear the root causes of our symptoms.
Awesome. And, you know, we were talking right before the break about right now, you know, we're talking about how it's important to get yourself neutral to worst case scenario. And because we have this fire happening in the area and there's a lot of people in danger of losing their homes, and some already have, you know, I decided let's work on that, because I'm getting emails and requests on Facebook from people like, please, you know, shift this.
Okay. Now, I think the best thing we can do is get them neutral to the absolute worst, which would be they lose their home, their well-being. I guess even worse is people get killed from the fire, moves so fast. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layer of worry and upset and fear to get that stuff out of the way. And then we need to get people to the best scenario, because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. So let's get them neutral to the fires easily being controlled, no one being affected, no property loss. They're not neutral to that either. So let's get them clear for that. It's basically when we're bothered by things, we get a charge on them and react. And if we are, when we're strongly supporting something, we get a charge on it. And we react when it doesn't happen. So it's getting us to neutral so we don't react any longer. And that helps us be strong internally and help situations better.
Yeah. And, you know, last night a lot of this was coming out, or I woke up. It's quite common for me to be up late. And I'm working on my layer two manual now. I got the layer one out for Call to Dance, and it's a coloring book combined with the information from my book Truth is Funny, and that what I was drawing was all the emotions and how if you have emotions as thinking, you generally have a reaction. And you know, when you, because feeling is like an on and off switch, like, so when people get all emotional, they'll say I'm sad or I'm happy, but they're really actually having a reaction. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, generally, again, reactions are coming from either expectations not being met. Yeah, that's weak, as I talk about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of the people that you're referring to where the fires are, they're really weak for their expectations not being met. So let's get them strong for that.
Okay, so because this is like God's country, is what they call it, because yeah. It's so beautiful here. And, you know, a lot of the city relies on tourism. And so with all the flooding that we've had flooding, and now we're having, you know, this fire situation. And there is what I'm getting, like one disaster after another. Oh, that's coming up weak. And so just strengthening for people, you know, when they call it God's country, and there's, I don't know, it's kind of flooding, you know, all yeah. It's coming up religious. It's kind of strange, but we'll just strengthen all of that. What else are you picking up, Leroy?
Let's see. Aging, degeneration. Oh, degeneration and aging is coming up weak. So how could there be aging and degeneration in God's country?
Well, I don't really call it God's country anymore. I call it Dragon Country, because we have Okpogo here. And she's happy because that's the dragon that people have seen around here off and on throughout the years. And she's happy because her pool got bigger
uh-huh.
with all the flooding. So he's strengthening, you know, all of that. But this feeling like it's supposed to be like a heavenly place for people to come and enjoy and relax, because the kids just got out of school is coming up. What about that? What about what's coming up now for me is just the whole idea of the day, you know, how we're used to having a certain rhythm to our day. And then when the kids get out of school, you know, sometimes some people go weak to a lack of routine in their day, or a change in their routine.
Change, because now they have to spend much more time with the kids instead of having them off to school and the parents being able to do whatever they want to do. I'm still getting aging and degeneration.
Okay.
So let's see, what is behind that? Is it an older community there?
Well, it's been, I'm not sure of the history so much, but there is a lot of history here. You know, there's a lot of First Nation people that are, you know what, like that kind of energy is coming up. But there's also, I'm not sure how old that area. It's like a suburb. It's a very beautiful area, and it's overlooking the lake. You know, a very beautiful place, considered to be one of the top tourist attractions in the area. Because there's like orchards and wineries, and, you know, there's fun things to do. What's coming up, like one of the fun things is to go down the channel in Penticton, which is just down the road from them. And people haven't been able to do that safely this year because of the flooding. So it's kind of like on one side, they got the flooding, and then on the other side, they've got the forest fires. So, you know, when you look at after you have a big fire like that, it takes many, many years for it to recover.
Well, there's also the First Nation people are weak for their land being taken away from them.
Well, that would, you know, it was just Canada Day here on July 1st, you know. So, that's coming up week. So we want to strengthen all the energy around that.
So there's anger. So let's help all the natives, if you will, the original people there. Let's help them to forgive and forget unconditionally. Forgive for everything that's been done with the confiscation of their lands, how they keep being mistreated, discriminated against. Help them to forgive and forget.
So this is, you know, the energy that's coming up around this. This is kind of like, this is kind of cool not having a caller call in yet, being able to show people, you know, how diverse the weaknesses are that come through, right?
Right, because you see, anger is like this perfect Christmas gift that never stops giving, and anger keeps giving weakness, upset, and reaction. There's where some of the reaction is coming from as well. So we need to help.
Yeah, the other thing that came up that I read and it went weak for me is that this was not like they don't think there was no lightning in the area or anything. So they feel that this fire may, you know, they don't know yet, but it may have been caused by humans, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so strengthening everybody to that, like someone being careless and causing, you know, so much destruction, right? And it's out of people's control is what's coming up. Control, no control.
Well, but also First Nation people could say, well, if we can't have it, let it burn.
Okay, so.
Burn, baby, burn.
Okay, so what's that, a cleanse?
That's part of the anger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to point out here also that what we're energetically pulling up is like not a judgment in any way, right?
Yeah.
This is just energetically we're testing the energy and strengthening so that everybody in the area isn't in so much fear. You know, if when people are in fear, they tend to have the worst case scenario come upon them.
Yeah, right.
So we want to strengthen everybody to seeing you know, everything turning out, as you said, best case scenario. When we come back, we'll just check in on that again, and we'll talk some more about, you know, getting strong to your day. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from The Vector, if you want energy correcting cards and paintings. And you can also connect with me on Facebook, social media, etc. at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, right after this break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof on the show with me today. And we, just before the break, we were working on the situation here with the fire and working towards energetically strengthening for the best case scenario. Leroy, is there anything else that you wanted to share about that? Or
Well, remember we were talking about when people set expectations and they're not met, if they're not neutral to it, they react. The expectation of the fire going out quickly and not harming any property or people, it's basically people around there are weak to the best thing happening.
And why is that? Because that's certainly not on a conscious level. any of this. Like, nobody wants to see a fire burn everything down, you know?
Right, but again, it's both sides of it. We're weak to it burning everything down, but if we're afraid, if there's fear, if there's past experience that says, oh my God, this could be terrible, if they're hearing negative expectations about what's going to happen, all that can weaken people's energy, which is why then they need to be neutral to the, all those worst things happening.
And what happens when they get neutral? Like, because I know we talk about this a lot, but it seems to be one of those days where we are going to have a chance to explain this. And you're so brilliant at doing this. I want to give you the opportunity here. What's, you know, what is the power behind neutrality?
Well, first of all, it is power. It's about the most powerful place we can be because we're in a place of no reaction. In other words, expectations are fine, but we're not holding on to them so tightly that if they don't happen, we react. And also, we're not so afraid of what negative things can happen that we react. Neutral keeps us into that place, if you will, of no reaction.
And it's kind of funny, I forgot to, I've been using a card from my deck with the dragons, and these two, anticipation and expectation, came up. They're twins in Italy, and it's about being caught between a rock and a hard place, and that's what's coming up. You know that saying, being caught between a rock and a hard place?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, that's what a lot of people, when you're in a reaction, what does it do to your physical body?
Think of times when you have overreacted or you've been angry, how it gets your hormones to flow. It almost gets you into a fear or fight reaction.
And so it came up the whole endocrine system, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to strengthen that for everybody.
Yeah.
Because the smell, what about the smell of the smoke and all that?
Well, of course, we have warnings about don't smell the smoke. It can affect your lungs. So we need to get people neutral to not only the fire being devastating, but the smoke being devastating for mm-hmm. people and causing lung reaction and disease, weakening. Let's get everybody neutral to that and neutral to everybody being totally healthy no matter what happens.
That feels way stronger now, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. It just shifted with that. Because, you know, let's talk a little bit then about triggers. You know, how people get triggered by things and they think it's one thing and then it's another, you know. A smell can trigger people.
Well, each of the triggers, every trigger, our energy goes weak to. If it's, again, coming from fear or upset or reaction or warning, all of that. So the other thing we can do for the people in the community there is see how many warnings they bought into. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Let's just deprogram all those warnings and get a neutral to every single one of them coming true and neutral to them, not none of them ever coming true. Let's apply it to every single person in the area.
That feels a lot stronger to me energetically. We'll see what happens. And you know, sending a lot of love and big hugs out to those people that are being affected right now. Also had someone email me, they couldn't phone in and they really feel the need for shifting here. They've got a situation going, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but where their land is being confiscated actually to build a road, and it's affecting their ability to feed their cattle. And so I'm just going to get you to tune into that. I didn't even tune in that. Of course, this is confiscation of land is also confiscation by fire or flooding.
Yeah.
So the theme carries on, I guess. So this is how energy work is.
Well, let's get them neutral to not being able to feed their cattle, and they go bankrupt, or not, and not able to feed, and the cattle become weak and sick and die, and neutral to everything being worked out so that they are compensated, and the cattle they find an even better way to run their business. So we need to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, expectation, things not being met, things going wrong, disasters, neutral to all that.
And so what comes up is like when things get out of someone's control, how much control do we really have, Leroy?
Not much.
So, not much. I love you. That's the good news. Now, what's the bad news, Leroy?
Well, the bad news is things can be totally out of control.
So we want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, and what's coming up too, there's a lot of anger around this.
Yeah.
And so where's all this anger coming from?
Well, it's both things, both being bothered and expectations being thwarted. So it's coming from both sides, if you will, of the feelings. Actually, down deeper, it's feeling powerless.
Okay. I mean, I was telling you just before, you know, we got on the air that they're building a Colette roundabout not far from my house.
why are they the Colette roundabout?
Well, because I'm one block down from Colette Road.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know,
I thought it was because you became so famous, they decided to name it after you.
Well, that too. But it's funny because, like, we were coming back from a hike, my friend and I, and we were coming down the hill, and I had a very strong slow down. It's a construction area, whatever. And what I had this feeling, you know, I could feel something coming, and I pay attention when that happens. And just right after the Colette roundabout, this car had gone to pass two vans, and we had two vehicles tight behind us, and just because we were going slow enough, we were able to spot where we could pull over and give everybody rooms, or it would have been a very, very bad accident. And, you know, it took me about, you know, half an hour to get neutral after that. And I was just like, wow, you know, if you ever have a doubt how beautiful this planet is, because sometimes when we're really challenged, people will be like, oh, like, it's just too hard. Life is too hard. I want to give up. And yeah. If you, like, that was like, bang, my heart was in my throat. I realized in that moment, yes, I want to live.
Well,
there was almost a head-on collision, you know? And well,
that's a perfect example of someone else doing something that takes control away from you.
Yes.
The only thing you can do is pull over, find a place to pull over and let them go.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that at the top of the hill, there's a red light anyway.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So for someone to be in such a hurry and to take that risk for everybody, that's what's coming weak. So, you know, this anger of when other people are affecting your life in a way and you can't, there's nothing you can really do. So we have about a couple more minutes before the next break. What would you suggest for that, Leroy, just in a situation of panic like that? What's the fastest way to get neutral?
Fastest way is to figure what it is, what fear is being prompted. In a way, it's the fear of dying.
Okay.
Fear of being killed. In other words, outside your control.
All right. So that's what did come up. And, you know, of course, I blame my friend. I said, you had karma with him. And she said, so do you. Test it. But so when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about that, you know, like what some of these underlying effects are that can cause these issues for people that are coming from a place that maybe they don't know. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We'll be right back with Leroy.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today, and I was just joking with him that normally we have a lot of callers call in when Leroy's on the show. And today we haven't, and it's been awesome because I can pick his brain.
It's like picking an empty field.
I love you, Leroy. You know that's not true. So Yeah, this whole thing about, you know, like the situation that I was in. And when I said that we had karma with the driver of the other car, you know, do you want to explain a little bit like how these things happen? Like they're not, you know, how would you say it?
Well, okay. You know, everybody knows if somebody does something that causes you harm, it's creating bad vibrations. Let's put it that way.
I like
that. And a lot of people believe in past lives and meeting people again from a past life. And so if you're meeting this person and they have this negative reaction to the kind of thing that you're doing, then they're going to react to you. Now, it could be have nothing to do with them, or it could be that we were together again in a past life. For example, if I just stop and check, and my wife and I have been together in a past life, I get, yes, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like we were together in 6 past lives. It could be that we carried something forward that bothered us about each other, and we're reacting to it now. So the issue is in the now. When I think of my wife, I love her, I support her, I want to be with her, and I need to be absolutely neutral to every single thing she says, thinks, or does. And I need to be absolutely neutral to every single thing she doesn't say, think, or do. And when I'm in that place with her, I'm in a place of total acceptance, no matter what she says, thinks, or does. And it allows her to be and think and say who she really is. And it actually frees me to be who I really am.
Beautiful. The beauty of neutrality, right? Because there's acceptance of other situations, acceptance of other things. And, you know, when we think about a situation where someone's in and they want to get neutral quickly and they don't have time to rub spine and, you know, do or really focus on that. I mean, as you do more and more energy work, I've always found that it's not just the central nervous system. Very important. The heart also has not just the spine has central nervous system, cells in it. The heart also does. And a lot of times, if people feel with their heart, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, let me answer another question. Remember, you asked about my first book, the Knowing and Living Your Purpose. While I was writing that, for about 70 ways I was not accepting myself exactly the way I am.
I remember that.
Right?
Yes, and, I do.
But if I'm not accepting myself, that means I react to other people for the thing I'm not accepting in myself as well.
So what you're saying is basically you were attracting the things that you didn't like about yourself, or we'll say didn't like about yourself, or that you were weak to about yourself.
Yeah.
And those things were being protected from other people so that you could get over it.
Well, and what when I find that someone is reacting to me or doing things that I'm reacting to, if I just stop and say, oh, yeah, I do that too. And then I start expressing to myself, thank you. I love you. Thank you. And then self-acceptance comes back.
Yes. And, a lot of people say that the opposite of love is fear.
Yeah.
And when I was in the ayahuasca ceremony, Christ energy came through very strong for me. And I got very clearly that the opposite of love is not fear. It's of lack of respect. And so when we have respect for ourselves and we put ourselves first, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, if we're putting ourselves first, now most people will say, oh, well, that's being selfish. No, if you put yourself first in the sense of, yes, I got angry, I accept that. You know, not that I won't do it again. Yes, this other person. So when I can accept that, yes, I do judge others. Yes, I judge myself. Yes, I get angry. Then all of a sudden, those things don't happen anymore.
As often. So when you test it now, out of the 70 things that you didn't accept about yourself, how many do you have?
Oh, let's see. How many ways am I not accepting myself now? I get about 7.
Good, hey?
I'll take it. Only 1 out of 10 left. Ain't bad.
Yeah, you know, and you're not even talking, like, you can also have positive emotions that can weaken you. It's not good, or it's not that they're negative or positive. It's more that you're weak to them.
Yes, yes.
Right? So do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Well, remembering again that our energy goes weak to about 80% of our own life because of the lack of self-acceptance and reaction. when I find that my energy is going weak to something I'm doing, again, I just need to switch. I accept that. I'm making myself weak right now. I'm reacting right now. I'm upset right now. So, in other words, what we've learned is we bought into hundreds of things we should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do. Hundreds of warnings we bought into. Hundreds of things about degeneration and aging. As we realize that and say, okay, yeah, I bought into that. That's fine. We let go of the power of it, and we're able to get back to neutral and be strong within ourselves again.
Yes, because, you know, on any given day, you know, people will say things about themselves that they wouldn't say about other people. You know, or, we tend to be hardest on ourselves in many ways, but then that sort of gets expressed through other people. And we're running out of time here, so I just wanted to say, like, I really, really enjoy working with you, Loy. And I really enjoyed this show because I really honor how brilliant you are, and really, really am happy that we were able to have time to explain things to people in this way. Is there any last words here? Because you got about a minute, not even.
Yes, I'm going to suggest that people focus on, for the next few days, whenever they're thinking of themselves, just to say to yourself, thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. And you're saying that to yourself, and it helps increase your self-acceptance.
Thank you, Leroy, and thank you, Brian. This
Anytime.
Is Colette Marie Steffen. You can, I'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m., and I have a special guest on, Eric Pearl, so I'm excited about that. And also, I have my Float Your Boat Teleshifting. It's still available if you want to check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. We are staying in connection with each other to work on these things that Leroy and I have been talking about. So thank you once again, Leroy. Have an
thank
awesome
you, Colette.
Day.
Thank you,
okay.
Colette.
And
okay.
Thank you, all the listeners. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.